And now the true inside crime story. New Jersey's Girl in the Iron Mask, as revealed personally by the Honorable Robert Peacock, Assistant State's Attorney General of New Jersey. Concerning tonight's true detective mystery, Mr. Peacock has this to say.
It takes a crime like this a long time to hatch. There were three generations back of this crime, brooding over it, living with it, until finally the 1935 generation committed it. But this tragedy really begins in 1897 in Salem County, New Jersey.
Harm
you.
That horse can wait. I got something to say to you, Abner
Fox. Oh, easy now, Major. That's a good boy.
And
now, what is it, Genevieve?
Your son has left me.
He didn't come here to the blacksmith shop this morning, and I was wondering.
He ran off and left me as lawful wife.
I ain't for leaving women folks, but I don't know what I blame him. Carters fly much too high.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean because you Carters have owned half of this countryside for 200 years. You think nobody's good enough for you.
Your son wasn't. He proved it. He left me.
My boy John is a good boy. A blacksmith just like me. And a hard worker. He loved you. But you nabbed him. Nagged him nigh unto death. Because he wasn't rich. Because he was a blacksmith.
Well, it's a good thing my folks are rich. They can look after me and my little girl Marguerite now that your son deserted me.
I'll take the little girl. She looks just like my son John. He ain't going to grow up into any snippy Carter.
You can't have her. I'll rear her to be a real Carter. And she'll never have any truck with men.
Well, if you give her to me, I'll raise her right.
She'll never be humiliated. I'll see that no man ever plays a trick on her your son played on me.
Oh, oh, Major. Genevieve, you even frighten horses. You ain't natural.
I'll show you, Abner Fox. You and your blacksmith son. If any man ever comes near Marguerite when she grows up, I'll kill him.
Well, I'm warning you. If you bring her up like that, you'll be the sorriest mother that ever lived.
But, Mother, why do I have to wear pretty old dresses all the time?
So the boys won't like you. Boys are bad.
But, Mother, why are the other children always so mean to me?
Because you're a Carter, and you're better than they are.
But why don't you ever let me play with little boys?
You're too little to understand now. You're only 10. But when you grow up, you'll thank me.
What, Mother, you let me play with Norman Driscoll.
Norman is different. He's your cousin.
Oh, I love Norman. He protects me when the children pull my hair and kiss me.
He'll always protect you. He'll never harm you like other men would.
But it would be fun to play games at school with the other boys.
Remember what I told you. Your name is Fox. But you are a Carter. And you're not to play with boys.
What you doing, sitting out here alone?
Watching the moon.
Watching the moon? Say, you ain't crying, are you, Miss Fox?
Oh, no. Why, Mr. Darbo, of course not.
Been looking for you all over the school grounds. Will you dance with me?
Well, I haven't danced much.
Neither have I. I'm more of a farmer than a dancer. Maybe we can kind of get along better since we're both kind of green. Will you?
Oh, I'd love to.
You're just as light and graceful as a meadowlark.
Oh, what a pretty speech. But you're not calling me Marguerite, Mr. Delville.
I've called you Marguerite to myself for a long time. I've seen your school here so often and admired you so. My name's Harry.
Well, Why didn't you say so a long time ago, Harry?
Well, you never seemed to look at us men. Why haven't you come to the normal school dances before?
Well, my mother never lets me go out anywhere. It's driving me crazy. I'm kicked away tonight. Let me dance while we can.
Known you for a week, kinda, and here I am sitting in the moonlight, holding your hand.
Oh, I'm glad. It's wonderful just to be with you.
Are your folks always gonna keep you so close, Marguerite?
Well, it's my mother. Just because my father left her when I was a baby, she hates all men. But you're the first man I ever really talked to or danced with.
The first man in your whole life?
The very first. That is, except for my cousin Norman. I liked him. He was wonderful. But I haven't seen him since I was a little girl.
What became of him?
Well, his family moved away. He's married now, I hear.
You should be married too, Marguerite. You're so sweet.
Well, that's not what the kids used to yell at me. Oh, Harry.
You are sweet and lovely and warm. Please, Marguerite, will you marry me?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm never going to kill you. No, no, I can't.
Now, wait. Don't say no. Your mother's reared you, but look. I got a farm, and a good farm. I'll work my fingers off to make you happy. Will you marry me? Say you will, Marguerite. Please say you will.
Yes. Yes, I will. Oh, Harry Holden. You don't know how lonely I feel.
You'll never be lonely anymore. Stay up a minute, Mother.
Please, Mother. Daddy's been working in the
park.
You're not happy to
him
all day.
Now, Alice, off to bed you go.
Can't I say goodnight to my little girl?
Well, all right, but don't get a nice clean nightgown all full of hayseed.
Good night, Alice, darling. Sleep well.
Good night, Daddy.
Come along now, Alice. Get to bed.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, dear.
Water all over.
All right. Is the supper ready?
Yes, it's ready. That's all I've heard for 6 years. Is supper ready? Is breakfast ready? Is dinner ready?
But, Marguerite, I'm working for you day and night.
Oh, that's what the trouble, Harry. You work all day plowing and planting. And you sit up all night hatching turkeys. No fun, no dances, no anything.
But that's farm life. You gotta work hard.
I do. I slave on this place.
But it's worth it. You're your own master. It's worth it.
Maybe to you, Harry, but not to me. I'm sick of it.
Now, how can you say it? With little Alice asleep there inside, well and healthy, thank heaven. Only 5 and big enough for 7. We don't owe a penny. We'll have food and fuel for the winter.
Yeah, I hate the winter. Shut in here with you. Nothing but snow and cold. Oh, I don't know how I ever married you.
I don't know what to make of you. I work for you as hard as I know how, but I can't make you happy. Would you like a new dress? Or wonder who that is.
I don't know. I care.
May I come in?
Sure, stranger. What do you want?
Hello, Marguerite.
Norman.
I'm glad you remember your little cousin.
Norman Driscoll.
Delbo, I'm Norman Driscoll.
Welcome, Norman. You ain't so little. 6'2". I'd draw up a chair. I'll pour you a cup of coffee.
No, not that coffee. I'll make it like you used to like it. And wait, I cut the chocolate cake I made for Sunday.
She was always partial to you, Norman. Are you visiting here?
No. My wife and I have bought the next farm.
The next farm?
Yes, I've always wanted to get back here. Oh, it's good to see you, Marguerite.
Norman, I could...
Yeah, Norman, you haven't even noticed her cake.
Oh, it's very good. I think I'll be over often.
Norman, I shouldn't meet you out here like this, but...
But it's spring, Marguerite. You love me. You've always loved me. And I've loved you ever since we were kids.
I've never been able to forget you. You've been in my heart always. Since you've come back, I hate him more and more every day. Oh, I could kill him.
Oh, no, Marguerite, no. Don't say that. You mustn't harm him.
But I don't want stolen moments with you. I want a lifetime with you.
My wife would divorce me. She's agreed to for $2,000. What about Harry?
Oh, he's never divorced me. For Alice's sake. Norman, if you really love me, help me to get him out of the way.
You mean...
Yes. Get rid of him. Norman, hold me. Hold me.
Oh, Marguerite, why didn't I marry you? Well, I've got to marry you. I don't want just snatched kisses and parked cars and barns under apple trees like this. I've got to have you for always.
Then help me get rid of him.
I'll help. I promise. I know a colored fellow, Drummond. They call him Drummy. Maybe we can hire him to do it.
When? How much? How soon?
I'll tell you. I'll send him over to your place. You get Harry to hire him as a farmhand, and then...
Then we'll be free.
You understand, Drummy? Here's $10 more. See all these big bills?
Yes, sir.
Well, you get all that when you do what I tell you.
No, sir, Mr. Driscoll. I'm going to kill Mr. Goldblum. He's a mighty good man.
All right. If you don't, I'll go to the police. Tell them you stole $10 from me. They'll lock you up.
You can't do that, Mr. Driscoll. It'll be a lie.
Well, who'd believe you? It would be your word against mine. You'd lose your job.
No, please. I need my job.
All right, then. I want you to take this gun.
No, sir. Please, Mr. Driscoll.
You take this gun and do what I say. Mrs. Dalvo will have you fired tonight.
Oh, Lord. All right, Mr. Driscoll. I'll take it.
Drummond, we had to do it tonight.
Where's Alice?
I put her to bed. Then I loaded the pistol for Drummond. I put it in his hand. I told him to do it now. While Harry's inside reading his farm paper. Oh, it's Drummond. She's done.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
You do it, Drummond.
Oh, Lord.
Did you kill him?
No, Miss Delmo. I can't do it. Mr. Delmo, he's good to me.
The shot. We got a shot.
I just fired the gun in the air. I'm scared. Oh, Lord, I'm scared.
Get out of here.
Just
how
you can tell.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Hello.
Hello there. Anybody hear a shot around here?
Marguerite.
It's no use. We'll have to do it ourselves. When? I'll tell you when.
Marguerite?
Yes. It's been a big day for her, Harry.
It's been a fine day at the fair. Sold those cows for $200. Yes. You know, Marguerite, it seems like old times today.
Is that so?
Yeah. You seem like your old self. I've been happier today than I've been in a long time.
Yes? Well, let's hurry home. I've got a lot to do.
And how you like it, Mrs. Dumbo? And you, Miss
Alice? Oh, yes,
I'm so sleepy. Yes, Drummy, it was very nice, but we can't talk about it at this hour of night. You help Harry in with the groceries. I'll carry Alice in. He's still half asleep.
Yes, ma'am, I'll help. Come on, Mr. Dumbo. I'm going to give you a hand with them baskets. Come on, I'll help. You two are both playing a double down
there, Mr. Dumbo. Well, now, you set it down there. Where are you going, Harry?
I'm going to
look at the turkey pen. Them birds ain't...
I'll go out there, Mr. Delmo. You must be mighty tired.
Drummy, Harry will take care of the turkeys. You carry in the rest of the groceries.
But Mrs. Delmo, I'm going to go out...
Did you hear me, Drummy?
Yes, ma'am.
Where's the tub? I've got to bathe Alice. She's too warm. She won't be able to sleep a wink tonight.
But here it is, ma'am.
Well, set it on the table there.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, pour some water in it. You hear me, Drummy? Why are you staring at me like that?
Yes, ma'am. You hear some more?
I thought you were going to look at your turkeys, Harry.
Yeah, I'm going. Just a mite tired. I'm
gone. Well, Mr. Jumbo, I don't get the turkey. You were tired.
Drummy, I told you to bring in the vegetables.
But Martha Harris wouldn't go outside now.
Why?
Come on,
Drummond, I told you something. Are you going to obey me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going.
Now, come on, baby. In the water you go.
I'm so sleepy and hot.
Well, you'll be all right, dear. This will freshen you up. You'll be a new girl soon. You'll be a new girl.
Why do you say that, Moon? What's the matter?
Nothing, dear. Nothing.
You'll move plenty of silver that there.
Figure I got enough stuff till winter almost. Won't have to go out again.
How are you going after your turkey?
Maybe I ought to go, Mrs. Elbow. Who came about a few minutes?
No, Drummy. I said no.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess I'll go now. Might as well have it over with.
Sure. Go on, Harry. Go on.
But Mrs. Delmo, I want to tell you...
I'm something. Not interested in what you had to tell me.
I'll be back soon.
Mommy, take me out. I'm so tired.
Yes, dear. Here you go. Mother's little girl. Now, you get into your nightgown and see if you can call the Sandman in 2 minutes.
Oh, sure, I can. Because I'm so tired.
Close that door, Drummy. We may disturb her.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you come with me. We're going outside.
Mrs. Dumbo, you know what's going to happen. Martha, he's drowned me. He's drowned me.
Killed, Drummy, yes. Harry Dumbo, my husband, he's going to be killed.
Yes, and Mrs. Winston's waiting outside for him. He's waiting outside.
Yes, I know. Come on.
You shouldn't let him go.
Yes, I should, Drummy. I want Harry to be killed.
I think something happened. He got him.
I hope so, Drummy.
Ugly.
Come on, Drummy.
Oh, Lord, Martha Harris.
Shut up. Come with me.
Ugly. It's done. All finished.
Good.
Did you bring a flashlight?
Yes, here it is.
All right. Look.
Oh, Lord. Poor Martha, he's dead.
Drummy, you didn't see anything, understand?
Yes, I've been seeing nothing.
Now help me with this body. Get hold of his feet and we'll carry him back to the barn.
No, I can't touch that body.
Get hold of those feet.
Yes.
Just a minute, Drummy. You want some money?
What? Money?
Harry has some money. Take it out of his pocket.
No, ma'am. I can't touch that body.
Now, don't be a fool, Drummy.
That's a lot of money. Big money.
Keep it, Drummy.
Now help me carry it. Back to the barn.
Come on now, boy. Anybody wants to make a merchant, lay your money on.
Because I'm a crap, you can fool. I'm going to get it.
Come with that, baby. Come with that. Not a joke there. You can't come with that.
I can't hear you. Well, I've got a lot to do.
Yeah, look at that. Here's 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 25, 26, 27. I'll shoot 27 bucks. Come on, baby. Come on over, Drummy, and 27 bucks. Come on, you both.
Come on.
Little eater from Decatur.
Where do you all get that dough, Drummy? Find a gold mine?
Yeah, with $1 million in it.
Oh, you can't fool me, Drummy. You ain't got no more dough.
I ain't, eh? Here, the boat jacket. Bring my pal some 10-cent cigars. 6 10-cent cigars and 6 bills. And here's 2 bucks for yourself.
I ain't got no dough, man.
Yeah. Where'd you get that money, Drummond?
You killed Harry Dalbo.
No, the honest, I didn't kill nobody, Mr. Super. I didn't kill anybody.
You hit him over the head with an axe.
No.
You murdered him.
I didn't do it.
Then you stole his money.
No.
How much money did you steal from him, Drummond?
Is that all, Drummond?
Yes, sir.
So you say you had nothing to do with the murder of Harry Dalbo?
No, sir, I didn't do nothing.
Mrs. Dalbo and Norman Driscoll plotted this killing alone.
Yeah, sir, they did it. I didn't do nothing.
That's all. Your witness.
No questions, Mr. Peacock.
I'd like to call Mrs. Dalbo again, please.
Mrs. Harry Dalbo, take the stand, please.
Mrs. Dalbo? You heard the testimony of the last witness, Mr. Drummond?
Yes, sir.
Have you anything to say about his testimony?
Yes. He lied.
You say Drummond lied. You mean that you and Driscoll did not murder your husband?
Absolutely not.
You weren't in love with Driscoll?
No.
You didn't arrange for Driscoll to be there waiting for your husband in the dark until you sent him to his death?
No.
You mean to say that you didn't know Driscoll would be there the night your husband was murdered?
No.
Mrs. Dalbo, is this your handwriting?
It looks like my handwriting.
It looks like your handwriting? It is your handwriting, isn't it?
Yes.
You wrote this letter to Driscoll, didn't you?
Yes.
And this man Driscoll, whom you didn't love, whom you didn't expect the night your husband was murdered... This is the man you call sweetheart in this letter, isn't it?
Yes, but that doesn't mean anything.
Calling a man who is not your husband sweetheart doesn't mean anything?
Why, no. Everybody called not Mr. Driscoll's sweetheart.
Everybody called Mr. Driscoll's sweetheart. Did everybody invite him home after dark to murder a devoted husband? And then did everybody sign letters to Driscoll, your dear as ever? Why don't you answer? Perhaps you wonder how the state got this letter. I'll tell you how we got it. You thought you'd dropped this letter into Driscoll's box along the road, didn't you? But in spite of your intelligence, in spite of your cool and calm manner, you made one mistake, one fatal slip. You dropped this letter in another neighbor's box. Call Mr. Driscoll again, please.
Mr. Driscoll,
you say you weren't in love with Mrs. Dalbo?
That's right.
And you expect the jury to believe that?
I'm a happily married man. What should I want with Mrs. Dalbo?
You're a happily married man. Then tell the jury, if you can, why you entered into this divorce agreement with your wife.
Give me that. Where did you get that? You have no right to. That's my personal property. Wait.
No, sir, I didn't do nothing.
I'm a happily married man.
You made one fatal slip. You dropped this letter in another neighbor's box.
Harry has the money. Gummy, take it out of his pocket.
Marguerite, it's done. All finished.
Mrs. Dalbo, you know where's Gwen
heading. Oh, I don't think
he is. What? I'd like to do. Bring my pair some pinching seagulls.
Gummy, I want Harry to be killed.
Poor Martha Hare. He's dead.
Oh, Harry. Oh, nothing's the matter. I guess I'm just dreaming.
Do you want anything?
No, thanks.
Sure.
Yes, thank you. What day is this, Martin?
Tuesday. Now, I guess. Yep. 1 a.m., February 11th. Days are going to drag now until you walk that last mile. Oh, but I reckon you'll bear up better than Driscoll.
He's not well.
He's taking it very hard. Strange how a man fears death more than some women.
Yes. Some women.
Mm-hmm.
third New Jersey's Girl in the Iron Mask, taken from the pages of True Detective Mysteries magazine. True Detective story has been transcribed for you by Transamerican.